Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good.
How are we doing?
Okay. Good.
Things good in your world?
Could be better, obviously. But it's fun to come into your guys' staff meeting. It's a little less stressful than mine.
We appreciate you joining. We're just trying to get ready for the skins like you guys and take care of everything out around the venue. So just going over the different areas as we prepare for the upcoming game.
Yeah, well, I always like to find out what's going on. I wanted to ask a couple questions. Where's Tron?
Right here.
Okay, Tron, tell me what's going on for the in-game experience there at the stadium. What do we got going special this week?
All right. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock, so we have a 11 o'clock gate opening. For pregame, we'll have our NFL punt, pass, and kick competition. About 40 youth will be able to participate in this competition during the pregame. The national anthem is going to be presented by Kristen Johnson, who's actually a Falcons cheerleader. Color guard is going to be the Georgia State Patrol Honor Guard. Halftime, we have our Atlanta Falcons junior cheerleaders. It'll be about 300 youth cheerleaders who will cover the whole field and entertain our crowd. So that's about it for this week.
Yeah. So what level is this punt, pass, and kick? Is this like the state level, region level, or what?
This is the state level.
State level.
Yeah.
All right. There may be some future Falcons.
Yes, sir.
You guys scout them out and we'll see if there's any quarterbacks or kickers.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Coach, we also have down joining us from the Georgia Dome, the ticket office via video.
Oh, yeah. How you guys doing down there?
Good.
Good. Good. We are high tech. You guys look great down there. Hey, Ron, I want to ask you about tickets this week. Everything going good?
Seats will be sold out. Place is really going to look good. And then even after the game, all of our suite holders, our club seat holders, and people that purchase single game suites are going to go down on the field and have a little catch and throw and punt on the field and take pictures right after the game for all of our executive members. So should be a good time.
And I know the fans do a super job, have been all year. We need it. We need to get this win this week. And then, hey, Brandon.
Right here, Coach.
Yeah. I've not been to Falcons Landing, but Julie and Logan have been there a number of times. What do we got going on special this week?
Of course, with it being a 1 o'clock kick, so we'll have Falcons Landing open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's actually a really big game because this is our highest sponsor participation that we've had the entire year. So we'll have a total of 25 sponsors activating on the landing, which is going to be packed out. It's going to be an awesome time. Some of the highlights, Planters is going to be giving away 1 ounce salted peanut samples to everybody on Falcons Landing. We'll also have the Remax hot air balloon, which will take fans up in the air, of course, and then they'll get a nice overhead shot of the dome and all of Falcons Landing. The SunTrust Lounge will also be on Falcons Landing. So basically, if you're a SunTrust card member, you just go, show your SunTrust debit card, you get to go into the lounge, get to enjoy some free food, some TV, and get to get off your feet a little bit before you head into the dome and get loud.
Sounds like it's going to be a busy time.
Oh, it's going to be busy.
Let's just make sure we get them all in the stadium, though, for kickoff, right?
Oh,
102, right? Tron, is that what time? 102? So, then, Dan, I know this. Social media is the biggest thing. I know that people are not always able to watch our games on TV, so they use social media. I got a question, though.
Sure.
When I make a bad call, yeah, they start tweeting right away.
It's pretty much, in our world, it's pretty much instantaneous. But I can tell you that Falcons Nation has been extremely supportive, extremely strong. We've got people in 200 countries right now that follow our team. And over 1.2 million followers on Facebook. And we actually reach out to 1.4 million fans every single week. So 1.4 million fans actually see posts that we make. We did a video of the tunnel this week of Matt and Steven Jackson coming out of the tunnel for player intros. We posted it right at kickoff, and that saw like 16,000 page views just in the few hours after the game. So I can tell you with confidence that our fans have our team's back
Well, we need them, and we need to go out and play better football, and that's what we're going to try to do this week against the Redskins. And then I know, Tamika, the offseason is going to be here before we know it. How are we doing on our events and our planning that we've got scheduled?
Well, we've already committed to several. We've got your charity event, Huddle Up for Miracles. That's coming up. Well, not coming up, but that'll be on April 28th. We're still working on the venue for that, and we'll go on sale with tickets. So, you know, for the folks that are waiting to buy seats, that'll go on sale probably around February. We'll open up that link through Children's Healthcare Atlanta. And then May 6th is our annual partner summit, so we'll have our sponsors out, and we're working on securing our speaker right now for that. And then May 19th is our Verizon golf tournament, and we'll work with our digital media folks to be out there and get that online so that fans can see, you know, they can see if your golf swing's improved in 365 days.
It probably hasn't.
So that's always fun. Fans like to tune in and see that. A new event that we'll be doing this year with Verizon's a backyard barbecue, and that's they're going to bring some of their B2B customers out, and we'll get you and some players out and have just a little kind of fun barbecue with some games for kids. That'll be on May 28th. We're still working with you on your media golf tournament, trying to figure out the time for that, and then Grill the Falcons will do that event again this year. We just haven't nailed down a date for that one. So
it's definitely not the off season; it's just the non-game playing season, as you guys know. But I do want to let you guys know, I really appreciate all your hard work. You guys are behind the scenes making it happen, and you are a big part of the success that we have, not only as a football team, but as an organization. And hope you guys enjoy the breakfast and enjoy your rest of your meeting.
Thanks
for coming. All right, guys, thanks. Bye. You got it.